Amen.
I surely thank the Lord for His great goodness and mercy to us all.
Yes.
And we can truly say with a song, there is not a friend like Jesus.
No.
There's not a friend like Jesus in the trying scenes of life. Oh, dear ones, He's the one that will stand by you when all others fail you.
Amen.
If I would ever come a time like that, I haven't come to that time yet, but sometimes it may seem that most everybody will Our suffering may come right from our own. some time before that. Well, in the midst of that time, there were three cows that had freshened, and those calves just couldn't take all the milk. And so it was left to me to care for those cows, and I had to milk them. One of them especially was so naughty that I just couldn't do anything with her hardly. So one of the neighbors come over to help me a time or two with her. Then Gene came and he helped a time or two. And then one of the saints from Oklahoma City happened to come up one time, and he milked her out, and he said, "I actually see she's got a gallon of milk in every tit." Well, I tell you, dear ones, I had a time with that cow, and I tried to milk her, but you see, we couldn't milk that cow just right out. She wasn't gentle. That's what I'm getting to. We had to put her in her shoes, and she would try to buck and twist and kick, but she found out she's fast, and she just couldn't do anything, hardly. We wasn't afraid to milk her there. She didn't have freedom to kick. And so I worked with that cow day after day, and finally I got her a little bit more gentle. But I thought of a trouble. That old cow has caused me and others too. If she'd have been gentle, we was just doing the best for her. If she'd have been gentle, why, she would have saved me of so much trouble. And dear ones, if all of us will be gentle, just be full of the Spirit of God, we'll save ourselves of a lot of trouble. Amen. And besides, amen, we'll save our brothers and sisters of a lot of trouble. Now, that's the lesson I got out of it. And I thought to myself, that little prayer was upon my heart, "Lord, help me to be gentle. Help me not to give other people trouble, like this old cow has given me trouble." And dear ones, I'm striving with all of my heart to be gentle. And I don't want to give my dear brothers and sisters in Christ any trouble. I want to be meek, and I want to be lowly. And it's through the grace of God we can do that. But you know what Jesus said? He resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble.
Amen.
Oh, dear ones, the humble route to heaven is the sweetest route in this whole world.
Amen.
Oh, give me that path that leads to heaven. And help me to walk therein. There's just plenty of good graces in this place to make us more like the Lord. Now, the little scripture that was dropped in my heart was this. In Philippians 1:29. "For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him." Listen to these precious words of life. "Not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake."
Lord.
Now, dear ones, there's some suffering we all are going to have to do. And you know, I've said it so many times. There's so many commandments given us in the Word of God. Can't we get a hold of this evening now? There's so many commandments for us to obey. And Jesus told the devil, "It is written, we shall not live for bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God."
Yeah.
And keeping of the commandments of the Lord is the route to heaven, dear one.
Yeah.
He'll get us there if we'll keep the commandments. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments."
Yeah.
One little boy down in Hammond, Louisiana, got up one time, and he said, he was saying his Sunday school verse. He says, "If you love me, why don't you keep my commandments?" Well, now, dear ones, that's a good question. If you love Jesus, why don't you keep his commandments? But Jesus said, "If you love me, he will keep my commandments." And dear ones, we have to be careful lest we let some of the commandments slip. But now take, for instance, the scripture where it says bear and forbear with each other. Someone brought out about the two little pet bears. I heard Brother Harmon bring that out different times down there in Hammond about the two little pet bears. Well, fact that you get up, eat the chicken, and you pull all the feathers out and just throw them. Or every which way, just throw them. Throw them out. And when you come and bring me the hen, and then I'll tell you what'll happen. Or what will be the result. And so they did that. The priest told them, said, now you go back and gather up all of those feathers. Well, it was impossible. They just couldn't gather them up. So that's the way it is with words that's spoken. Dear ones, when they go out of your mouth, they're gone, and you can't recall them. You might repent and ask forgiveness, and God is merciful. But the words that we say, they are gone forever. Oh, dear ones, let us deal honestly and justly with every soul. Today I stand before you. If I know myself, I have love for every soul. And if there is one soul that has or done me injury, I'm putting forth every effort that I can to ride over that thing and be a friend to them and show them all the love that God gives me. That's my policy in life. I'm striving to do everything I can to overcome. Well, dear ones, I need your prayers. We all need to pray one for the other. Yes, the Lord help us. Yes. That we'll suffer for Jesus rather than to do a wrong. Yes. I choose years ago. From here on out, dear Lord, I'll choose to suffer a wrong any time than to do a wrong. Yes. And dear ones, that's just what I'm striving to do today. So Paul, he suffered for the Lord. The other disciples, they suffered death. Jesus said, told might be made manifest in our bodies. For we which live spiritually are always delivered unto death. The death of taking, you remember that time when you humbled your heart and got saved and you chained up your cross, you followed the Lord. Well, dear ones, always delivered unto death, this death of trials, struggles, tribulations, persecutions, evil treatment, or whatever it might be, you are delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. What for? That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in your mortal flesh. If you had your own way, you'd lose your soul. Like that song says, God's way is best. Had I the choosing of my pathway, in blindness we'd all go astray. Yeah. And so, dear ones, this death of trials, troubles, tribulation, persecution, and all of these bitter things is being put in the path of the Christian people, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest to a lost and dying world. Listen here, friends. He says here,